with Eddie's of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center with Centria in Baltimore, Maryland. Today our guest is Wayne of Train with Wayne, and we're going to revisit where he works, his contact, what he has coming up very soon for his guest and all of you who may be interested in hiring a personal trainer or just getting on board, getting to a trainer who has excellent classes, if you're looking for classes, or if you're looking for small group activities. You also have that if you don't want to do one-on-ones. But in the meantime, I would like to remind you that every Wednesday you have jazz occurring here in the Baltimore area. You want to check out your Keystone Corner and see what's going on down there. That's one of the newer places that jazz is taking place. And the acts down there are well traveled, so you cannot go wrong. And
actually, I had pretty good. I've been there a few times.
Nice. You have? Okay. So Mr. Wayne can vouch for that. Keystone Corner is awesome. Nope. Okay, so Mr. Wayne, it's been a minute.
It's been a while. It's been a long minute.
It's been a long minute. Yes, it has.
Yes, it has. Yep.
So I want to remind everyone, the first training session that I had with Wayne was actually a Thanksgiving boot camp.
Right. Turkey Day boot camp.
Yes. And that was really, really awesome. It was over in one of our local parks. And we basically used the gym, the playground, as the gymnasium. And all of the equipment on the playground became the equipment that we used for our resistance. And that was, like, really awesome.
Right, the original gym is a playground.
Yes.
That's right.
Correct. That is so very true. Yep. So, and I just want to say, I really appreciated doing that because it energized me for the day, one.
Nice.
And then two, when I got up to PA, I was a lot more mindful of how much I was consuming and what I was consuming because I didn't want to shoot all the work that I put in that morning. I didn't want to lose my games.
You put the work in you to make sure that what you put in you is complementing the work that you just did.
There right.
Good.
So I thought that was very interesting that I was very mindful. Now, not mindful to the point that I wasn't able to enjoy myself. But when you're talking about like small things, like just portions, you know, like literally, okay, I want to know what that tastes like. So I'm getting a taste of it. I'm not getting a whole serving of something, you know.
Just adjusting. That's all you need.
Yes. Yes. And so, and actually I was very, very satisfied with that. And so from that point, I've actually adapted that most of the time now. And it actually was something that I hadn't even considered at first that I was doing. But I became aware that I am doing it more and more frequently, especially in social settings where there is a whole lot of different things to choose from. So, and I don't want to overdo it, and I don't want to necessarily take a plate home.
There you go.
So, because that's a trap too.
It doesn't fit on the plate. There's more than one plate to leave it. You know, just take what you need.
Right.
Not what you want. It's a difference.
Right.
So, there you go.
Right. So little by little, haven't completely conquered the giant yet, but little by little, we cutting it down. So Wayne, tell us, please, what do you have coming up that you want everyone to come out to, where you're currently working from, and how long you've been in the fitness profession?
All right, well, first, I've been a personal trainer for 15 years. I'm a master trainer. I'm currently working out of the Maryland Athletic Club, and I actually started my company, which is Training for Greatness, LLC. I started about 2 years ago, but I'm still operating 100% out of the Maryland Athletic Club. But I have my 10-year anniversary for my Mac Attack Kickboxing Boot Camp. I've been teaching this kickboxing boot camp class, one of the most popular classes down at the club. I'm celebrating on the 14th of September at 9:30 a.m. So I have a live DJ come in, do a class with me. It's actually a DJ that I did work with before when I did the fitness fest down for Harbor East. So his name is DJ Chrome. Dude is nice. So we got a good vibe. We have a good energy back and forth. So he read off me. I read off him. So it's a good feedback and forth, kind of like an MC and DJ type thing. But the class is always lit. So it's just a full body workout. We do a mixture of like kind of shadow boxing, strength endurance workout, and we do some agility training. And we always finish with some decent ab work at the end of the program. But it's a nice class, and I'm celebrating again once again. It's September the 14th. At 9:30 a.m. at the Maryland Athletic Club. We're located down at Harbor East, which is 655 South President Street. So I'm actually looking forward to that. Outside of that, I have quite a few other things that I'm doing. I'm actually working on organizing some fitness parties as well. And primarily, we'll probably keep most of the classes out of the club as well down at the Maryland Athletic Club. Mm-hmm. We're just looking to get some solid dates as to when we can start. But, I mean, we like to train. We like to work out and have fun. So the best way to do that is combine the best of both worlds. Have a DJ come in on a Friday or a Saturday, and we do a lit class every week. Just have it rolling like that. It's welcome to both members and non-members.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking forward to that. Those are two main things I have going on right now. I have like a ton of things. You can go off like another half hour about what I have going on. So right now, those are two main things that I'm focusing on right now.
Okay. And so, how do you evaluate or counsel a person? Like, say, a person comes to you and has the idea that maybe they'd like to do, let's say, one of your kickboxing classes. Now, they're new to you. They're new to the environment. From that point, from that kickboxing class, how do you help that person determine what course of action is best for them, and how do you lay that out for them, or how do you guys interact and come up with the plan that will right. make them successful?
Like I said, a strategic plan to help them get to where they want to be. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about a sense of health and wellness.
Yes.
So normally I have a person come in for a consultation, even if they come in to do a class. But, I mean, every once in a while I get a chance to talk to members of my students in the class, and they ask questions, or I may ask them questions to kind of give me an idea as to where they are mentally or where they are physically. I can see how you move in class. I can see if you're in really good shape. I can see if your knees are bothering you, if you have any workout issues at all. I can see that when you move.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a student that's in a particular class and they never came in, it's their first time into the class, and after the class they have a great time or whatever, and then they come to me and say, hey, Wayne, I'm looking for a personal trainer, and how can you help me, or I'm looking forward to you to help me. So I would set up a consultation time with them, mm-hmm. and basically I would ask them, how can I help them get better? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people say, I just want to get fit from here down, okay? Mm-hmm. But normally that's the top level, but in order for me to help you be successful, I need to know what's under that top level. I need to know why. Why you want to get in shape from here to there? Okay, well, I got to get in shape for a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get in shape for a wedding. Why? What's wrong with how you shape now?
Right.
I want to look good in my dress. Okay, but why you want to look good in your dress? Because this is my best day. This is my day. Okay, well, what was the roadblocks that was in your place that was holding you back from obtaining that goal before?
Right.
And normally this is where the why, and this is the reasoning why they come, because it could be that their work life change, and then, or they may have kids, or they don't have a gym membership, they don't know how to work out. So that determined the level of design of the program that I need to get into. If I need to get into their mind mindset more, if I need to motivate them more to stay inspired, to stay motivated, then I need to find out what those roadblocks are so we can knock them down, so we can build a successful plan so they can move forward. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, so, that makes perfect sense. Yeah,
so I'm not just a personal trainer, I'm a coach. So in order to be a decent coach, I need to know my students. I need to know the person that's in front of me. I need to know what makes them tick. I need to know what breaks them down so mm-hmm. I can help build them up. So when we have a session, I have somebody in a class setting, it's like a team, right? So if that team energy is down, but if I could pull in a rah-rah spirit and get everybody amped up, that's a great class. It's mm-hmm. a great team. Everybody did their job. But when you leave the class, you go home, you feel good, but then those roadblocks may creep up again. But because I have that little bit of information about you, I can contact you later on in the day. Put that into your nutritional program, like, okay, I need you to do X, Y, and Z because you tend to binge eat on weekends.
Right.
The level of information that I obtain from my clients sometimes, they don't even have to say anything. I know it's there. I had a situation like that earlier this morning where I had a client come in and I just her energy was down low, and having an understanding as to who she is, mm-hmm. kind of, okay, I need to motivate her this way today. Mm-hmm. So we can have a successful workout training program. So the longer you train with people, the more of you start to build a rapport. You kind of get an idea as to what makes them tick and what's like what breaks them down, right?
Okay.
And that's what helps with a long-term training program. Mm-hmm. Short-term training program like can be really surface. And that when I first started training, that was me. I was all surface. I hardly talked to my clients. But I obtained a lot of information from them, but I didn't give a lot of information back. It was always this rep, this set, this count, eat this.
Right.
I was like that robot type of dude. I didn't give it a lot of information at all.
Right.
But as I got older, and it's like, it's almost as if like, it's like, I didn't get impatient. I became impatiently patient. So mm-hmm. I want you to do what I want you to do, but I don't have time to explain it to you, so I'm just going to tell you right now. So yeah. And it's like I kind of got rid of the whole I'm going to be nice and put the smile away and kind of get into your head and make you move. So I need you to move right now, mm-hmm. not 6 weeks from now, you know?
Right.
And that helped me become a better trainer as well.
And so I find it interesting, like you said, I think that's something that is just a growth thing.
Right.
Because actually when you start this, yeah, you're surface because you need to see people attain something from something you put together to give you that boost. So,
right. I get inspired and motivated by my client's success. I am excited for other people's success. You know, I want to stay in that zone. I don't want to see you fail. I don't want to see you break down. Yeah, that's poor business strategy. I don't want to see that. You know, but I want to see you succeed, and that inspired me and motivated me to keep doing what I do.
Right.
Make it easier.
Well, like you said, going from the surface, getting experience and realizing that this is a total package type
right.
of deal. You can't get the result of your personal mission statement just doing yeah. surface. So over time, you realize that, okay, I got to get to know how to get into a person's mind also, how to know, read their body language. How to know when they have a shift in their home life, you know, whether
yep.
they want to tell you or not, so that you can redirect and or draft up something new for them that will keep them going while they're in a different state of mind. So there's just a certain level of maturity with that you gained.
Yep.
And then that cannot be diminished. Like, I think sometimes people take characteristics like that for granted, and or they see it as being lax. Because like you said, you're not just a trainer, you're a coach. Well,
right.
harsh coaching is not the only coaching.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
you have to be able to adapt to the person that's in front of you to get the result that you want. So that's just wisdom. So at the end of the day, like you said, that's not a good business model. You got that young lady in her wedding dress, but now 2-3 weeks later, she's a size and a half larger than the wedding dress, you know?
Cause we never attacked those issues that was there in the first place.
Right.
So there's coaches who are really good on the surface. He knows the game plan from top to finish,
mm-hmm.
but they lack the follow through. And the follow through can be something just as simple as, you know, calling a client back and giving them an attaboy because they hit a PR or something, you know. And again, like I said, me personally, as a trainer and as a coach, that was something that I didn't do. But I had my clients were happy with the level of work that I did because of my knowledge and my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave them the professionalism that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to get them to this level, I needed to find out what those level were, what those level was up to them. And that helped me become a better trainer, a better coach, and almost like in a turnaround period. Once I made that mind shift, and once I changed my mind on that, I was ready to roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And that was only because I had the opportunity to work with other coaches.
Okay.
Who pretty much follow the same philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So, regardless of how big you think you are, you should still have a mentor. You should still have a coach.
Right.
Coaches still need coaches.
Yes.
You know, once you believe that you're bigger than you, I'm the biggest thing on the block. It's time for you to fall back a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still a sponge. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And I still have growth to gain. And I have. And so, therefore, my clients benefit.
Right.
All right, I'm going to take a second because I got to run into your house for a second here.
Okay. The other part I was thinking about and what you were saying was, you know, if that person gained their weight back and they go to give a referral and it's been such a short time frame, how does that look for you, you know? Or does the person take into account the relationship they have with that person? Do they even know how that person functions themselves? So that's the other piece to being a personal trainer. That I think people really kind of take for granted on the marketing side, because like any other person who takes pride in their work, you're trying to present the very best that you have to offer through this individual. So the last thing that you want is to be misrepresented. So how have you had any instances where something like that has occurred? And if so, how have you handled it?
I mean, as far as like if a client fell short of a goal? You know,
yeah.
You know what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have, and I'm actually, it's funny, it's interesting because I had one person who sent a client to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person that she sent to me for training, she was kind of like on the fence about training because she thought it was expensive or whatever, but she started taking class.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like, well, she came to me and said, well, I'm working on this program, this weightlifting program. I'm like, okay. And then one day I've seen her training, and she was training with my client. And they were doing a workout that I designed for this the other particular client. And both of them were doing a workout completely wrong. So I'm like, I'm a big stickler on form and technique.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't help myself. Went over and I made corrections or whatever. And she's like, wow, this feels better. I can feel this more. Okay, great. So then the other young lady, she decided, okay, look, I'm going to give this a try, and I'm going to hire you as my trainer. But I wasn't doing personal training with her. She actually hired me to do her nutritional coaching.
Okay.
So I would do her nutritional coaching, and she like lost like 20 pounds. The other client who I've been training, and I've been trying to get her on board to do nutritional coaching, and it was included in her training package, but she never took advantage of it. Mm. She knew about it. I coached her with it, but it didn't click. She just couldn't grasp the idea or the concept of doing macro coaching and tracking. So she would do the workouts,
mm-hmm.
but the workouts are the easy part. It's the food and nutritional coaching, which is the hard part. So long story short, the person she referred to me got twice the results that she did in the same amount of time.
Wow.
So, and that's a reflection as to, okay, well, am I a bad coach or do I have a bad student? I don't believe in bad students. I believe that there's another way for me to be able to reach this person. So something is missing where I'm not catching something. I can't find that button that's going to make her go. I have to find that click button. So like if any of my coworkers will tell you, I'm like, they say I always get the clients with the hard cases, the members who don't want to, or the members who always like kind of like they're fussy, they're mm-hmm. whatever. And I get those clients because I look at them as a challenge for me as a coach, and it can help me get better as a coach. And I can make adjustments. I can find out what makes them tick. How can I make this person achieve that? How can I get this person to achieve their goals? I can't make them do anything, but at least I can walk with them on that path and try to give them some of my knowledge and my wisdom and my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm still trying to reach this young lady, but right now my point of contact is either phone, email, text messaging. So, okay, you know what? This is not working because you can ignore my phone calls, you can ignore my email, you can ignore my text messages.
Mm-hmm.
But next is for me to show up for her job. So it's a bit bold, but sometimes I care about my client's result, I may have to take that path so she can get there, you know? Just so I can reach her. Let her know, I'm serious about this, why not you?
Right. And that is rather bold, and I would, you know, just in that situation, you really want to make sure you know the person well enough to do that. Because, my brain instantly went to, like, legal stuff, like, because we just did a segment, as you know, on legal matters in business, especially for those small business owner. And so my brain immediately just went there, like, okay, like, yeah you got to know your people to do stuff
that's what it takes for you to, when you take that time to get those small pieces of people and to find out what makes them tick, what are they comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand outside of office space and just come out the building. I know what time she's doing. I know what time she goes to lunch. I know what time she go in. I know what time she get off.
Right.
We have a small environment in our fitness and wellness community. A lot of the office spaces, like right down the street, So, like, I will feel completely comfortable doing that.
Right.
So,
oh man, but it seems even that like amazes me, like, because if it takes that much effort on your part, then something to me is not necessarily lacking with you. It's a timing issue for that individual. My question comes back to the person. Are you really ready for what you said you were willing to do? And to me, it sounds like the person really hasn't committed yet. And so the thing is how much energy now, and I know that you're passionate about your craft, but at what point do you say, okay, you don't have the passion that I do for you, so I'm going to step back for a moment, because there's only so much sometimes that we can invest in others.
Right, absolutely.
And they have to be willing to put that investment in to get the return themselves. So where would the cutoff be? Because each person is different.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I've been there, and I've probably in my entire 15 years of training, I probably had maybe one or two clients that I decided, no, I can't work with this person anymore. And it wasn't It wasn't as they weren't trying to obtain their goals. It was just some little things that was they were just it was some personality and just it was some offset like relationship just didn't work. So like in training, just like if you have a therapist or if you have a coach, sometimes you know personalities. Person, I tried many different things, and I tried to make this personal training relationship work, and I was unable to. And after like maybe this fifth session, like you know what, I can't do this anymore. So this particular person that was doing some boxing instruction with, and I'm not sure what they had going on in their life. They were really personal, which is fine. That's perfectly fine. Keep some stuff to yourself, and you should. But you bring that stuff into my environment, in the place where we're supposed to train, and it comes out in a negative way, I might have to put the brakes on for a little bit, you know?
Right.
So whatever that person was going through while we go on boxing instruction wasn't listening to what I was saying, and ended up fracturing my hand.
Oh.
After I made numerous times, and it just wasn't clicking, and I made the adjustment. You know what? I'm gonna put you on another training tool. I'm gonna put you on the heavy bag. Person got upset, but I made that change. Okay. Now it's time for me to work my mitts again, and it kept doing the exact same movement pattern. And I said, look, you couldn't break my hand. You gotta stop doing that. Do this instead. And it was almost like, whatever, so what? Boom! Like, holy crap, I think my hand just broke.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. After that session, I made a conscious decision. I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Not with this person.
Right.
You know? Yeah, and that was like, that was probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And I had another client who, like I said, as far as respecting my time and respecting my energy, who would book sessions and then not show up, not respond to text messages or whatever. And normally we just try to charge those sessions, but this particular person didn't pay for their sessions up front. And I'm not petty to the point where I got to go track you down and get money from you. Training is training, but this is a business. You know,
right.
Respect my time, respect my energy, and respect the fact this is a business. And I'm like, you know what? I can't train with this person anymore because I think I've wasted a lot of time and a lot of energy planning and preparing for a session that this person never showed up for. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way because I'm always planning. I visualize the end result. I visualize everything that I'm going to do, and this person shows up 20 minutes late for a half hour session and say, how much time do we have? And I go, no, I'm not going to pay for that. I'm like, okay, no way. You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I had some of those moments, but it's one of those decisions where it became more of a personality thing opposed to if the person was following through on exercises or nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's really bothering me in a different way that you told the person that you will do harm if you don't make this correction.
Yeah.
And we're not in a street fight. I'm not your enemy. So you shouldn't be trying to do harm to me. And they just completely disregarded that. And to me, just wanted to see if it would be true or not. And that's... Wow. Just unpacking what's going on in that person's mind and their disposition. Wow.
Yeah. So, again, I never found out what was going on in that person's life, but I can only speculate. So,
right.
But it's like, I don't make assumptions, but all I can do is I can make corrections. And the correction was, you will no longer be in my space. So that was a correction for me.
Right. And a big learning curve for you also, because I'm pretty sure now those flags go off a little quicker. You know, if you start to see some of those same characteristics that were present in that individual during that time frame. So really, so you gotta protect yourself and you gotta protect your other students, especially if that was a small group setting. It's just too much at stake.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So you mentioned something before about commitment, right? So recently, as far as me learning and growing as well as a trainer, so recently I've started to implement, like I'll follow through with some clients, and if I've noticed that they're not adhering to fitness programs, I'll have them do a 21-day reset. Mm-hmm. For self accountability, and help them to refocus and recommit to whatever it is that we're doing, whatever it is that they want to do, what they're learning, and who they're teaching. Mm-hmm. So that helps to rechannel and get them firing back in again. It helped me a whole lot. So I started doing that with a few clients, and I had a guy who was basically, I have my training app as well, so I'm plugging it in, TrainerRise, trainforgreatness.trainerrise.com. So I have my training app, and I set him up on the training app, and I noticed he wasn't checking in. So he only had about 2 weeks left on his first 6-week program, and then we had to launch into the second half of the 6-week program. So whenever you click onto the app and you hit check in, I get a notice that you checked in, and I can track your workout from there. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get any response from them. I didn't get any weigh-ins. I didn't get any progress photos at all. So I'm like, hey, what's going on? Nothing. Like, I don't see it. Man, I'm messing up. I got too much stuff going on in my life. Okay, fine. This is what we want to do. And I sent them a quick, I told them, look, I said, I want you to write this down somewhere where you can see it, and I want you to own it and really think about it. So those three questions I sent them was, what am I doing, what am I learning, and who am I teaching? And I told them, when you follow those through, you get those questions in place, you have to eliminate one thing that's going to be, that is an adherence to your progress, whatever that one thing is. Mm-hmm. So he messaged me back, said, yo, I need this, let's go. This got me right back to where I was, what I needed to be. So today is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I saw this dude in the gym Saturday, mm-hmm. Sunday, Monday, and today. So that little question, that little spark was enough to get his head in the right space. You know?
Wow.
To help him commit.
Mm-hmm. Well. And see,
sometimes you just have to ask the right questions.
Wayne, I just kind of, I have reached a point in my life where I just flat out tell people, like, I just don't have the time to do that right now. Or I am stretched too thin to commit to XYZ. So it's like, and I don't believe in wasting other people's time, because time is so valuable to me, and I understand how that all works, you know, for my own business. So it's no way I would ever want to waste someone else's time. And so I think that's been very freeing for me overall. I think the bigger thing that I'm trying to say out of that is, I think if people would take the time to evaluate where they are before they even think of including someone else in the equation, then you wouldn't even have to be as concerned with these types of situations, because they wouldn't arise like that. It just takes the person to be honest with themselves about where they are and what they're doing and whether or not this is something that they are planning and they're just trying to figure out where it will fit, or if it's something that they really do believe they're ready to do, and what are the adjustments that they need to make so that it can fit and work and everyone's time is honored.
It's like setting those boundaries and protecting your energy.
Exactly.
Before you even, I'm going to contact someone about, because if you had a thought in your mind that you want to try this new program or whatever, but you're really not in a good space to commit to anything else. And so you're absolutely right. And that's, I think if each person took an evaluation of themselves and see where they are right now and say, can I really commit to X, Y, and Z? Should I waste this person's time or mine? No, you're not there. I just had my yearly review with my director, and she's like, "Well, I have so much stuff going on this year, as we were talking about earlier in the segment." And she like wanted me to give her a timeline. Like, you know what? I can't give you a timeline because I really have to evaluate where I am,
right,
and what I commit to. These are my end of year goals, but I don't know when I'm going to get to them. So I don't want to give you a time frame because I may not be able to get there.
Right.
You know, my word is my bond. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do something I can't quite do at that particular time.
Right.
So I have to literally sit down and evaluate my time for the end of the last quarter of this year to see which one of those goals I'm going to be able to get in. So you're absolutely right, for sure.
And I am getting much better with that. I haven't looked at my last quarter yet. It's definitely something you have to be much more aware of. And especially when you're working for yourself. Like, even though you work at the Merit, you still work for yourself. So
I'm at the Mac.
Mac, I'm sorry. I apologize. Mac. The Mac on President Street, y'all. President Street.
Yep. That's right.
You still are, in many ways, shapes, and forms, you're basically still self-employed. Because you have to make sure that your book stays full, you know.
Right.
So, and that's what I tell people also. They're like, well, you work at an office. Yeah, I work at an office. But at the same time, I do work outside of that office. And even in that office, you still have to present as if you're self-employed. Like, if you take the mindset that I work for someone, so I'm just going to have clients. Well, no, you still don't necessarily have to have the client turned, you know, rebooked or rescheduling, even if clients are getting sent to you. Deliberately, people can start to opt out.
Right, you got to stay sharp.
Exactly. And like,
I think if each person approach their regular job, even if they're working for it, even if they are an employee, if they approach their day and they approach their job as if they are an employer, they will be a lot more successful at what they're doing. Probably a lot more happier at what they're doing than what they are currently. So you can work in the corporate environment and feel as if that you're self-employed. You still want to have the same amount of stress. It's not going to change because you're always thinking about how can I advance myself. And although you don't have employees under you, you have associates.
Right.
But you can structure that mentally or physically any way, shape, or form that you want. But in that space, you are responsible of your own stuff.
Right.
So if you don't do well, your business closed down.
Right.
Your employee gets rid of you. That's basically it. So if you approach that business space, wherever you are, you're pulling it, income from wherever you work at, the grocery store, or you're the Uber driver, or you work for UPS, FedEx, whatever it is, you approach that as if you are self-employed. You will be a lot more successful. What you currently are.
Yep. It's all about the ownership piece. And it's funny because we got on the business piece of this type of profession, but when you talk about ownership, that's across the board. Just like we talked about people making a commitment to their health and wellness by coming on board and seeing if one of your plans or one of your schedule types of programs works for them. You got to own it.
Yeah.
You have to own it. And that is what will cause the shift in your mind as to how you perceive and look at things. Because when you don't own stuff, you don't put the same value in it. Period.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't happen. Even if you care, there's going to be times and moments where certain things just don't matter to you. Even though they may be very important in the grand scheme of things, because you haven't owned it or it's not yours. So that piece is super important. Wayne, is there anything else that you would like to leave us with today before we wrap up?
Just once again, it's a reminder that I am celebrating my 10-year anniversary. McIntyre Kickboxing Bootcamp, September 14th at 9:30 a.m. at the Maryland Athletic Club. And we're located at 655 South President Street. And I'm also going to start scheduling in either weekly or bi-weekly fitness classes. So you can follow me on IG at Training with Wayne on IG, and on Facebook I'm Training with Wayne. So that's Training with Wayne on IG. And on Facebook, it's Training with Wayne. If anyone wants to come in, try one of my classes at all, you can either reach me through one of those locations or just come directly to our webpage at the MAC, which is www.macwellbridge.com. You can reach me there and check out our class list that's listed there on the schedule. There you go.
So thank you so much for being with us again. Everyone, please.
6 months or a year for next time we talk.
Yeah, no, it will not be. But guys, I have been following Wayne, like he said, on his Instagram page and on Facebook. So sometimes I do post things that Wayne has posted, as long as it's not a private group. I will not post anything from a private group because it's private for a reason. However, whenever he has these large events coming up, if for whatever reason you haven't connected to his Instagram or his Facebook page, they will be on my page, Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center on Facebook. And you can get the information there. I also want to leave you guys information on the Worthy Brothers Trio. Will be performing at Germano's Pantini on August 23rd. That's next Friday. Show starts at 7. Seating is at 6. You can get your tickets from germanospantini.com. Or you can look them up on InstaSeats for the Germano's Cabaret. Next Friday, the 23rd. At Germano's Pantini, the Worthy Brothers Trio, Kindred Horizons is the performance. Thank you guys for listening in, and look forward to talking with you or sharing with you again soon. Have a great one.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.